Screen capture is on. Watch me start getting shocked with this as we're playing. So I don't know.
By the way, how did you ever do on that event where you had to collect candies and shit?
God, terribly. I didn't go that way. It was such a bad event. It was, the drop rate was so terrible.
I, even knowing that I always do bad at those events, I went out of my way to play more, but
dude,
I just know.
You know, I farm like crazy.
You do farm like crazy.
I've gotten two monsters. I didn't level them to 6-star. I started leveling at 6-star,
mm-hmm.
and I got them to 40. During that event, and I got barely halfway in the freaking candy. I could not get any candy to drop.
I think...
this is so bad.
I think I got the first three.
Yeah.
How much was the third one worth? 50-something?
Yeah, yeah, I think it was 50 or 60 candy. Yeah, it was small in the beginning. It was like 10, and then it was 30, and then it was like a crazy amount.
Yeah, I think I got the first three, and that was it. I just couldn't... because I think the fourth one was like 80 or something crazy like that.
Yeah. And then the fifth one was 100 or 120. I don't know. It was like crazy high amounts. I only got away about the same as you. About three ways. Three things unlocked. So you wanted to talk about leveling.
Leveling. Well, I think the first thing I'll start off with that... I'm not sure a lot of people are doing this, but if you're in a guild, that... the 4-star level 30 Rainbow Mon from the guild shop, you need to get that every time it's available, which is basically once a week.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're not in a guild at the moment.
Nope.
Because I guess resource-wise, you don't want to...
oh my god, my resources go into farming runes, getting my monsters up. I have plenty of good monsters that I want to check out. I just can't. Right now, it would delay me so much to spend 30 energy... several times a day. No. Not gonna happen.
I can respect that.
Yeah, at the
but
moment,
yeah, that
I got all
me,
my Ifrits. I got everything except the blue Ifrit, the water Ifrit, Teomaris. And I don't really care for the legendary scroll from there. I'll get it later.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a big deal for me.
That's really the only viable thing to me in there. Maybe the Mystic, but honestly, the only reason I went back to going into a guild was for that 4-star. For me, that level 34-star...
it made a huge difference.
It made... yes. That's
mm-hmm.
like... that's a lot of energy and time
saved. Absolutely. You're right. No, not really. The energy is not saved because you're spending good points that you earn from wasting energy.
Yeah, but still, compared to...
It's still good. Dude, when I had that, yeah, I could roll out 6-stars really fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Now, that's a really good advice for the youngers. Younglings.
The younglings. Let's see, the other point. I actually had notes this time. Gusty Cliffs, Crystal Lake, and Tranquil Forest. Now, these are areas where you can, you know, set your monster, and it will just, once an hour, it'll get like 100 points for Tranquil Forest. And Gusty Cliffs and Crystal Lake, they'll get 150 EXP. And the reason why I do that is because, honestly, we're not playing... oh, he turned off my notifications. Well, no, we just mute the phone. And the reason why I do that is because it does add up. If you put, for example, the 1- and 2-star monsters, you're going to see them level up. Because you don't realize how much time you spend away from the game. And usually when I come back, there's a notice, hey, this leveled up, that leveled up. Like, it'll display it on the screen. And also, recently, one of the updates, it actually notifies you that one of your monsters is leveled up. Because here's a problem. When your monster levels up, then it stops gaining XP. I think. Because I've seen it somehow. Sometimes I've seen my monster, once I level it up, like, evolved it to the next star level, and it has some XP to start off with. So I'm not exactly...
yeah, me neither. That's something I was curious about, too, if it actually gains experience while saying leveled up.
Yeah, that's I haven't done research into that, but I have noticed that more than once. So that may or may not be true. But it does, again, it notifies you for a reason, maybe, I'm not sure. But, yeah, so 1 and 2 stars I like to put in there. But the first thing is, I'll put in there as if I'm working on something. Say I'm trying to to get something from 4 to 6 stars. Then I'll make sure that's in a 150 spot.
Absolutely.
And I'll just leave it in there. And by the time it's, you know, fully leveled up, take it out, put something else in.
Mm-hmm.
After 1 and 2 stars in whatever I'm leveling, I'll just put whatever leftovers are in there. But I like the 1 and 2 star because you feel the progress faster.
Yeah.
If you put like a 4 star or something in there that you're not working on, then you're not going to see the progress as fast.
Well, yeah, because it takes, what, like 5,000 experience to level once from the first level, and then it's 100 experience per hour. So in total, it's 2,400 experience in a day.
Yeah, if it's like a 3 to 6 star that I'm not actively leveling, then I don't see the point in putting it in there because it's just going to rot and it's taking space from something else that can actually use it and level up faster. By the way, those 1 stars, that includes Devilmon. Yeah, it doesn't give you that much more XP, but it does give you more. And if it's, I might as well take it from 1 to 15, and I do that for all the Devilmons I come across.
What I did with mine, I don't have all the leveling zones. I only have the first one, the one that's the free one, the Mana Stones. What I did with it is, like, for example, I want to eventually have a Bernard. Bernard is that the Wind Griffin.
Right.
That one that increases the attack speed. I don't really need him, but, you know, he's useful in certain niche situations.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I want to have him. So what I did was I just dropped him in there. He's been there for like weeks and weeks.
Yeah.
He's slowly creeping his way up. So when I'm ready to use him, at least he'll be closer.
Now, the one you get, is that 100 or 150 points?
I have 100. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. He's slowly.
Very slowly.
Very slowly. I just leveled him up, by the way, so you can use that footage.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
I actually have one myself. I summoned it from... What are those points you get from your friends?
Social points.
Social points, yeah. I just summoned it from that. Like, I think... Since last time we spoke, actually.
With Griffin, yeah. He's not bad. I mean, he's useful in a lot of niche situations. And actually, he's very useful in TOA, even though I don't use him. And I'm at... over. By the way, this week, just to sidetrack a little bit, I did finish Floor 90 in TOA. I showed you...
Wow, congrats.
Yeah. I got my Light and Dark Scroll, and behold, I got the freaking most amazing monster in the game, a Dark Penguin.
I was waiting for that. As soon as you added all those adjectives, yeah, it's going to be a shitty monster.
So, yeah, but it's good. It feels good to actually get to 90th floor. I'm stuck right now on floor 94.
I think I'm stuck way
down. Can you imagine? 6 more floors, and I'm finished with TOA, at least on normal mode.
Well, yeah, one day to finish, according to this.
That's why I started doing it, because I want to get as far in as possible so I know my extent. So that way on the first day that it resets, boom, I'll breeze through it.
Right now, I'm stuck at level 29. I can't be 30 in hard mode. And for normal mode, 47.
You can go way above that.
I feel like I've hit 49 before. But.
You can go way above that. You can probably go up to 70th. I'm pretty sure you can. I'm on 94th. Like, we're almost at the end.
Maybe that'll be the next topic.
No, absolutely. Yeah, we're going to cover it. When it resets, I'm going to wait until we do a podcast to talk about TOA.
Yeah.
So, the way we level monsters, rotations, you noted down that you focus on your 4 to 6 star first, meaning once you have a 6 star, you put him into any leveling thing that you do.
Yeah.
And at the same time that you're leveling him, like, for example, you can use 4 monsters, right? So, 1 monster is your main monster that's grinding. Carrying the team could be a friend monster, like you've mentioned. It's very important to use a friend monster when you're doing these because the experience is split 3 ways instead of 4 since you're using someone else's monster.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is use a friend monster, the rep monster, and use your 1 leveling that you're doing a 6 star, then do a 5, do a 4 going to a 5 and 3 going to a 4. So you
right.
can start basically like a pyramid. You want to get as many 4s and as many 5s so you can get a next 6. So you want to keep that rotated.
When it comes to friend monsters, I actually have specific levels that I use them in. Now, I know everyone, you know, talks about Faimon Volcano, but that's a very hard level. And sometimes you even have to have your monster, you know, decked out a certain way. Now, as far as Faimon Volcano 1 hard, if I say I have any Dagoras, and that's the the water bear, water bear.
The Goro.
The, you know, the one that, you know, like it can resurrect itself.
Right, that's a water bear.
Dagora, yeah.
Water war bear.
Water war bear. There it is, war mm-hmm. bear. So if I see if any You're of close. The reps have water war bear, pass maybe 4-star level 25, it can pretty much, you know, do that level on its own. And I'm talking about hard. Usually when I'm talking about, you know, finishing in any of these scenarios, I'm talking about hard. But I'm you have details on that coming up.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so any Dagora 4-star past level 25 is a pretty good bet that they can beat it. And that way the XP splits 3 ways instead of 4 ways if you're using one of your own monsters Absolutely. To beat that. And also Julie, the water pirouette. I'm not really... Usually the rep monsters I see are 6-star. 6-star awakened. But experiment with lower levels because it's a great mod for that. But again, Faimon Volcano 1 hard, even though a lot of people recommend this, and even if I run out of rep monsters, that's where I'll go. But I have other levels I like to use before I run to Faimon 1. Simply because I want the split to be bigger, and if I have to split, like using my own Dagora and 3 other mons, then it's split 4 ways, and Dagora is taking energy that nobody else can use. It's a wasted slot. Yeah. So usually I go to Tamor Desert, and let's see, for Tamor Desert level 4, that's where you're going to use your fire monsters, because it's wind heavy, so any of your allies, your friend's rep monsters that are fire high level, between maybe 35 and 40, that's a good place to put them in. And also in Tamor Desert, number 3, any Firemon, really. Any Firemon for... Oh, I'm sorry. I think I messed that up. Let's see. Level 3. Oh, level 3 is water monsters. I'm sorry. Level 3 is water. Level 4. Okay, so level 4 is wind heavy, the mobs. That's where you want to use your Firemons for your fire reps. Level 3 is fire heavy. That's where you want to use your water reps.
Mm-hmm.
Is that clear?
Yes.
Okay. And Hydenny Ruins, if I can pull this up. Yes, okay. Hydenny Ruins, number 4 or 5, really. That's where I use wind monsters, wind rep monsters. So they can see.
Yeah. Click 4 or 5 and they can see the spread out of the monsters that are used.
But as far as 5... which one is this? 5. This has a ghost, and those things tend to, you know, regen. So I'm more likely to use 4 because there's no regen there. So you can have an easier time with the wind monsters, your friend's wind monsters.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, and I'm just gonna go through that as Artisan brings up a point as far as. I know you don't like to use Faimon 1 hard.
No, I use hard. I don't like to use hell. That's my...
I kept saying hard. I meant hell. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I don't like to use Faimon hell because I feel like 5 energy is too expensive, and the get back on the energy is much smaller, even though you get a higher amount of experience. I like to keep it going as long as possible. If I had longer days where I could play the game, I would actually do it on normal.
Mm-hmm.
On normal, the energy cost is 3. You're doing that level, you more than often than not, you get your 3 energy back. So you're technically almost using an unlimited amount of, you can just go crazy. With like 70 or 80 energy or a full bar of energy, you can go forever in normal.
Yeah.
And you can get massive amounts of experience just from the energy you're getting back. Versus hard, where you start losing, you'll see the drain on your energy. Mm-hmm. Versus normal, you might not see any drain. You might be stuck at 70 energy for like 10 stages.
Right.
Because you keep getting energy back. Plus, it's regenerating as you're doing it.
Yeah.
With hard, I use that more often than not. I don't like hell as much because it's just too much of a drain, and you need to use a 6-star on hell. There's no monster, unless you have godlike ruins, you're not doing this with any monster that's leveling to 6-star. So it's just not possible.
Well, that's why I mentioned, because I remember specifically Dagora. I think once I got him to 4 stars, past level 25, he was a pretty good soloer for Faimon Hell.
I think it's for me personally, I found him to be very slow. Like, it was a little
too slow. Oh, yeah, slow, but...
It was way too slow for my taste. I can't. I'd rather use a wind monster and do a freaking normal.
Yeah.
So, it's a good idea for people who don't, like, have plenty of time to do it.
Or if you're patient.
Yeah. No, I'm not patient at all. I just want to get it over with. So I use hard. That's my favorite use, like, level. Mm-hmm. It's easier for me to do. I can use a water monster that I'm leveling. Like, for example, my last one was the blue chicken, the phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
He was leveling up, so I was using him to farm, and he pretty much carried my team. No experience wasted, because he needed experience to get to 6-star.
Yeah.
So while I was doing his thing, I kind of wasted time, to be honest with you. I started testing different monsters. So I got a dark minotaur, and I got water mummy to 5 stars. Mm-hmm. Like, 2 5-star and more. Like, the minotaur is max level. But I wasted that time. I could have already had another 6-star. But I wasted the time getting the other ones to 5-star max just to test them out.
Yeah.
Can't say I don't like them. The mummy has interesting things that I can do with them. The dark minotaur also. But anyway, I digress. Let's go back. So you're testing out, you're showing what you're doing, right?
Yes. Now, you told me before offline that you use dimensional crystals.
What I do for leveling is I stack as many things as I can. And once I finish this fight, I'll show people what I mean. I save the energy I get. I mean, obviously, don't wait until you have 1 day left on the energy and it disappears from your freaking inbox.
Right.
But I save up the energy. Actually, let me quit this out. They're not going to win anyway.
You sure?
Yeah, they're not going to win this.
You'll probably win, like, once the podcast is over.
Yeah, this takes forever. Like, I've changed up their runes. I was able to breeze through it, but I changed up their runes for PvP, actually. Alright, so this is what I was going to show people. So this is how I have it set. So I've got all the energy I've gathered from the events. I have my experience booster.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm starting to do now, because it's a few days now until I get the experience booster from the world map.
Right.
What is it called? The monthly calendar?
Yes, the calendar. The little advent calendar.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to save up 10 crystals.
Right.
And on that day that I have 10 crystals, I'm going to pop my experience booster.
12 hours.
And I'm going to go all 10 crystals down. That's 16,000 experience per crystal.
Yeah.
So you can just go crazy and power level the crap out of your monsters all the way up. That's what I do. I stack everything up. Any leftover energy whatsoever, I go jump into Faimon Hard. And I keep destroying the booster as long as I have time. And what I do is, I'm gonna say this, I don't regret this ever, but I do that. I buy energy.
You purchase the recharge energy.
Max energy for 30 crystals. And the reason I do that is because I still have like 6 hours on my double XP booster.
Right.
So 30 energy, 3 times is 90 energy. That's how much the experience booster itself costs if you were to buy it.
Right.
But it's more effective to just get that energy and just farm the crap.
Oh yeah, I mean, 12 hours, it's not a lot to play with.
Yeah, and you have the experience booster running for free.
I do that too with...
Spend that energy and get your monsters leveled the crap out. Like, I can easily get 1 6-star from just doing that. Easily, because all the monsters level so fast.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up the XP booster, because I use that, especially with events like this one, what's the event called? Oh, Alia's Invitation, where basically grinding events.
Mm-hmm.
I like to buy the XP booster for grinding events, because I'm going to be grinding anyway.
Right.
So I might as well boost my XP while I'm doing it.
Absolutely.
It's like 2 birds and 1 stone. To me, it's too easy. And in fact, it's honestly the only thing I spend crystals on. That, you know, the occasional... No, I spend crystals on that. On retries or continues. In fact, yeah, about to revive now, because I guess this rep monster wasn't as strong as I thought it was. There's like
don't
one...
do that, folks.
There's one, but come on.
He's just showing it to you guys. But do not waste energy on revives.
Oh,
unless,
shit.
Unless.
I thought there was more to... Oh, damn. That was a wasted revive.
That was completely wasted. The only time you guys should revive is if you have let's say Dragon level 7, you're about to get a Mystical Scroll from completing a mission. Yeah. Or Dragon 10, or Giants 10, and you're about to complete the mission. That's the only time, and you know you can finish it. It's the only time you should use a revive, because the crystals that you get back is worth it.
Yeah, I just, for the listeners, I just wasted on one lowly mob that was left. And
you just pretty much overkilled and wasted resources.
I wasn't paying attention, so I'm like, I guess there's a few levels after that. But I need XP. I'm an XP addict. But the thing is, I have over 1,000 crystals right now. Because I only spend it on the XP booster and revives.
That's awesome. I'm going to have that when I finish TO8 next time around. I don't have that much crystals.
Yeah.
Just so you know, guys, I don't know if all the younglings know or not, but you can't put the same monster into each leveling area that Alan has on the screen. Like, you can only put... Once you put a monster into one of these areas, the monster is removed into that area, and that's it. You can't double or triple store.
I figured that was obvious, but yeah, I guess it's good to mention. You can't put one monster in multiple...
It might be obvious. I didn't know about it. Level up spots. I figured there was a way to put them in, like, one monster to roam between all of them so he gets the cumulative effect, because I thought 100 per hour...
That'd be great, yeah.
I thought 100 per hour is very small.
It is small.
It's minutely small. It's almost.
That's why I only use it for 1 and 2 stars.
It's almost too casual friendly. It's way. It's like they expect you to log in like once a month or something to claim your reward, but you can't because you have to click to level them up.
So see, like this guy is max, but he has some energy over here. I don't know.
Well, you know what you do? Go to his profile in your monsters page. And note down how much experience he has so far. Get it?
Right, okay, I see what you're doing.
And see if his experience goes up. If it goes up, then you know he's getting experience, and whatever levels he accumulates will boost when you click level up.
Yeah, that's... You know what? I'll research that, and I'll have the info for the next one.
Absolutely. That's definitely something to look into. Maybe one of the viewers can respond. Maybe they know already.
Yeah, maybe they know already.
So that's my way of doing it, is I stack everything, and I just do a big push. The rest of the time, I literally just farm. Like, I go to work, and I just click repeat until all my energy is done.
Yeah.
And I use my dimensional crystals very wisely. Like, when I travel in the morning to work, I just use up all my energy. I use up all my arena points, get to work, let that refill when I go to lunch, blast all that through. And it's like, you know, it's casually playing. It's in my pocket. I could be doing other things while I'm doing that.
Well, since you mentioned them last podcast, I've actually been using dimensional crystals a lot more.
Oh, they're worth it. They're worth it, especially as an energy dump, so you don't waste resources by having 80 energy max. By the way, guys, that's another thing that I wanted to cover real quick. A little sidetrack. But everybody gets the maximum anybody can get after December of 2014 going into 2015. The maximum energy anybody could get is 79. 80 is from the event that they've come to USA, released in December for Christmas, where if you finish all the events, you get Santa Elia. She's a little wandering doll thing slash building slash monster that you can't use, but she just gives you +1 energy to your maximum energy. So once you max out your glory shop buildings and you get her, you can get maximum energy of 80. But getting her is no longer available. It's a one-time event. So, sorry guys, anybody who couldn't get it. But I'll show after this.
There might be more. We have December coming up.
Yeah, but if you missed it, then any future events, you're still getting 1 or 2 energy above whoever else, because you will always have her.
You're right, yeah.
So they definitely missed out on that. Unless they make an event where all the new players get a reintroduction and get sent to Elia, sent out to them. We'll see.
I have a question. Well, before I ask, basically, when it comes to rep monsters,
right,
you have 24 hours. If you don't use them, you lose them. So, to me, I feel like if you're saving your rep monsters for special occasions, or like, oh, this guy is so strong, I don't want to use it, I want to save it. Like, you need to use them as soon as you get them, because you're always going to... I feel like with this game, at least personally, I don't have the time to use them all anyway. So I'm going to use the strongest ones, right, and I'm definitely going to use them in those levels before I go to Faimon. But yeah, you use them or lose them. Oh my god.
You don't really lose them. They stay there.
No, I'm saying is that you have another 24 hours.
You get right. If you don't use them, absolutely, they'll stay not refreshed.
Yeah, so don't save them like they're, right, you know, precious rings. How do you use them? The same way?
After the last time we spoke, I started using them a lot more.
For leveling?
The way you said it.
Yeah.
Because I kind of ignored that part. I was like, I have too much hassle to pick out monsters. But then I'm like, you know, I have stronger friends because I'm a higher level.
Mm-hmm.
So now that I have stronger friends, I don't have to worry about doing what you just did with wasting a revive. Like, I don't have that problem anymore. So I wanted to avoid that. I didn't want to waste energy. Damn, this...
Like, in my brain, I feel like XP is more valuable than mana.
Dude, this Hall of Heroes is pretty damn tough.
I mean, not mana, crystals.
I was just trying to see the Hall of Heroes, because we're going to talk about that anyway.
Yeah.
I just wanted to see it. This shit is tough. This is my team that destroys TOA up to 94th floor. Well, not this exact team, but similar.
So you got...
It shouldn't be...
A fan like Katana there.
Well, no, I don't use Katarina for TOA, but this team should be stronger against these. It's the other team, it's similar to this.
Yeah.
It's a sustained team. They just sustain until the monsters are all dead.
Right.
But this is damn tough. My
Oh, because they're good on healing and they're weak on an attack, right?
Yeah. But this team is more like attack oriented, but they're getting destroyed right now.
Well, while we're waiting for that to finish, I'm looking at my notes, the power up circle.
Right.
You
wanted to discuss sacrificing the monsters and using the power-up circle to your advantage in a proper way.
Well, with the power-up circle, what I do is I use them to top up. I don't have any level ones. Let me summon some. Basically, I sacrifice level ones all the time in the power-up circle because it's just... that's what they're for, in my opinion.
I actually not just sacrifice level ones. I actually sacrifice silver 2-stars, too. Unless I'm really low on 2-stars, I just use them. I use them up.
Yeah, I can see that.
No particular reason. This is because they're silver stars, and I don't care to see them in my inventory size.
But most of the 2-stars, eventually they're gonna die to something else anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, I have a few 1-stars, reliably summoned from this. What are these unknown scrolls? So yeah, for example, I have a level 19 2-star monster. I'm just going to bring it to 20 with a 1-star. Why am I going to do this in scenario where I can possibly get more XP than I need and all that goes to waste?
Yeah, and you waste it.
So basically, you're just topping up with 1-stars. Power up.
I'll be honest, I wasted scenarios. I actually wasted dimensional crystals like that. I had a monster so close to leveling at one level.
I do that too sometimes.
Yeah, it sucks. Because you could easily give like another monster like 7 levels just from doing that one.
Like, I purposely just, I don't feel like going, and I'll just do it. But, yeah, to me, this is the best way, because, I don't know, I just don't like wasting XP like that. The other thing is, that I was going to mention, you know how you have 5 slots, and you can do, I do it 1 slot at a time. Because I think the RNG for 1.5 XP,
right,
the randomness, and we discussed this before, I think it's per turn instead of per slot.
It's per turn. I've done quite a few level ups. It seems to be per turn. There's no basis on it being per slot. I've not seen increased.
Yeah, right. Because if it was per slot, then it would happen more if you had.
Right, it would happen more often. It makes no difference. I've tested it one way or the other way. For the whole week, I've been sacrificing monsters like crazy.
Yeah.
Doesn't make a difference.
About
you
the
get
same.
It, you, get, you get it once every, roughly. I get it once every 10 to 15 tries, roughly. So whatever, 15 times you sacrifice a monster, I'll get that 1.5. Hey, look, you got one.
And I just got 1.5.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 95.9.
But you say you...
And I'm still going to use a 1-star to top it.
Right, and you do that where you do 1-star. I just, you know, I don't even wait for that 1.5. I just load up all my monsters and just send them to die. Just go for it. I actually beat this Hall of Heroes somehow. with two monsters remaining,
I love that.
Their whole everything else died. Let's see what we gotta do here.
We'll put that on pause. Tell me, what's your evaluation of this Hall of Heroes?
So, this seems to be, like, everybody got, I don't know, there's like a Trevor fanboyish thing going on right now. Trevor is the fire version of the fighter. Mm-hmm. I think it was martial artist, whatever it was. No, it's Neil Stone fighter. So the Neil Stone fighter, the fire one is amazing. He hits like a truck. He hits like, he self buffs and hits at the same time.
Right.
He hits like a freaking truck. When you play this video, you'll see the monster, the NPC that I was fighting. Mm-hmm. Some of them are Trevor's, and they were destroying my monsters like left and right.
Okay.
And what people do in the arena is they put vampire rune on him. So when he hits like a truck, he gains all his health back. So you cannot kill this guy.
I hate when that happens. Yo, you can, close. Should have hit you first.
So because come to us sees that Trevor is a big hype right now, mm-hmm. So they're releasing this Hall of Heroes with this guy. He's not really that useful.
He's just there to power up.
He is literally, I think, was given just to power up Trevor because the water one is not that great. There's way better alternatives than him for monsters. If you guys comment, I'll help you guys out. I'm not gonna list all the alternatives today right now, but you get him just for your Pokédex. Like Alan likes to say, get it for your Pokédex. Don't waste time building this guy. He's not that great. If you have Trevor, go crazy on this Hall of Heroes. Get as many scopes as you can so you can be even more annoying to me in the arena. Go for it. Well, I welcome the challenge. I'll put my Blue Turkey against your Trevor anytime. But that's my evaluation. I mean, it seems very difficult. So I think a lot of people are going to struggle with this one. Mm-hmm. This team that I have right now, I've used it on different Hall of Heroes, yeah. And I never had a problem with B2. I never had three monsters dead straight off the bat like that.
Wow.
So this is a tough Hall of Heroes for sure. But then again, I was using
to me, they're all tough.
But I was using a wind Katarina against a fire, which is Trevor's a fire monster.
Right.
But then again, it doesn't really matter. I mean, I've used my wind against fire before. I had no problems. But this one is very tough. I'm going to, for shits and giggles, try B3, which all I'm right. not probably, I'm going to alter my team a little bit because I don't want to get super molested here.
It's nice that you can use rep monsters there.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So what I'm going to do, I should have used the effort in the beginning for the HP. I didn't even use that. But I'm going to try to use my other team here.
And you're doing B3, you're not testing in B2. You're doing.
No, B3. I beat B2, so let's see how this team goes. While this goes on, that's my evaluation for this Hall of Heroes. Get the monster just for your Pokedex. Don't waste time building him. Unless you really, really need this guy. Like, if you're desperate, then go for it. Get him and use him if you want, but I don't see a point in it. There's better monsters out there. Get this guy for Trevor so you can annoy me in the arena. Go for it. That's it. Back to you, Alan.
Okay. As far as... Now, you said the fire version is good. Does it pay for someone to fight in this and try and get in the hopes that in the future they'll get the fire version, or no?
You can do that. But I think if the more time goes on, if you don't jump on the hype train, it will get nerfed eventually, like the Ifrit. Yeah. By the time I got the Ifrit, the Dark Ifrit, he was already nerfed to 3% health gain.
Oh, sucks.
Yeah. So it used to be, just in case, if nobody knows, when the Dark Ifrit first came out, he had right away 12% heal from any removal of any buff. So it could be one buff, debuff on the enemy, on one of your guys, he still gets 12%. They nerfed it, now it's 3% per debuff he removes. So if four people have one debuff, then he gets 12%. Mm. But if only one monster has it, he only gets 3% health back. So he used to be a powerhouse. Now he's slightly nerfed. So I don't know, it's up to you. I doubt Trevor is going to stay up there, and I'm pretty sure people are going to soon figure out how to easily take care of him. Just like way back in the day, Rina used to be a very, very hard to deal with target, because every time you crit her, her bubble goes up and you can't really kill her. But now she's completely easy. People just wipe the floor with her easily. So I'm pretty sure he's going to be taken care of sooner or later. There'll be strategies around it. So unless you're on the hype train and you have him already, I don't think you should bother, to be honest with you.
All right. Well, let me check the list, see if I missed anything. Oh, yeah. As far as rep monsters, remember I used to switch mine up every day and then I got lazy?
Yeah, very lazy. You get like, I get like Rina on a, like, I don't know, wind day. I'm getting like randomness.
Who's my rep monster today? Probably the same one Real as Oak. Last podcast.
It's Real Oak, I think.
That's who I had in last...
You had Real Oak for like the last 4 days. I used him in Giants.
I love Real Oak, though.
He's awesome. What do you build him with?
Oh, that's a good question.
I had a Real Oak. I sacrificed him.
What?
I had to get somebody to 6-star, man. But you know what I had him as, right?
That's just wrong.
I had his runes as vampire. So when he multiple swipes, he just heals
himself. I have violent revenge.
By the way, one of the monsters is already dead. My arena is already dead.
What level is that?
This is B3.
No, I mean like, you damage what you guys stage, do. I guess.
I think I'm on second stage, I think. Second or third. Damn. Yeah, she's already dead. We'll see how this goes.
Looks like, yeah, she's dead.
She's dead. Blatantly dead. It's not even a competition.
You just can't take that one down. How come you don't, like...
autofocus?
Yeah.
I told you. If I can't auto it, I can't do it.
No, I'm saying, like, every now and then, oh, let's have him focus on that guy.
I don't do that. If I can't auto it, I can't do it. I don't like to help.
Yeah.
I let them decide for themselves. Their fate is in their hands.
Yeah, but at least so you can cross B3 off the list, you know?
Yeah, it's not a big deal. I just wanted to see and show people how difficult this actually is. Yeah. I'm not reviving.
Great, yeah. No, so I failed don't B3. Recommend it.
So I failed B3. Let me use the same team on B2 and see if this team is better than the team I used before. But while we do that, while this is running...
Yeah, basically just violent revenge. I wanted Rauk to hit as many times as possible.
I was gonna say, if you don't run violent revenge, you should run violent revenge. You got the right spec for it. Are you using critical damage on your bottom rune? What is your rune now? Go back to your runes. Let me see your bottom rune. No.
Get my head out of the way.
Yeah, you wanna increase the damage. You should use critical damage. Bottom rune.
All right.
That way, what's your critical rate? You need to get runes for critical rate. But not yet.
Did I miss the free day to change your runes? I thought it was like the first week.
It was the first Saturday of the month.
Oh, damn. Yeah. What was I missed doing
it
that day?
I missed it too.
Well, in 30 days, I'll change that up.
No, you know what? Get runes and level and power him up first so that he doesn't lose his strength. Get over 50% crit. And over 140%, if you can, in critical damage. He will destroy, with violent revenge, he will destroy. He won't have as much health, but he will destroy, like... like
Oh! This reminds me, what we're going to do, we don't have the email set up yet, but we're going to have RC, see how he's evaluating my monster and giving me tips? We want to be doing that for you. So we're going to be setting up an email very soon, possibly in the show notes, so that you can email us, and basically, what you're going to do is you're going to invite Arson in the game, and then you're going to email us, telling us, you know, what your handle is in the game, so that he can actually look at your monster, and so next episode, or maybe the episode after that, we can actually start evaluating your monsters. So I'm going to put the details of that in the show notes. Did I miss anything?
Nope, and obviously, I have a certain amount of slots, so I'll just invite you. Make sure that I can match you guys up, so whatever I have on my invite list, I have a bunch of people on the invite list that have like a few slots empty for my friends list. I'll match you guys up, invite you, evaluate your stuff, boot you out of my friends list because I don't want you there. I don't know who you are. But and then I'll do that with the next person, so that way,
because
I can't hold hundreds of people in my friends list, unfortunately.
No, obviously.
So unfortunately, I'm going to have to boot you guys.
He does this all the time. Like, we have, like, you know...
Old guildies,
noobs joining the game, on the website.
Yeah, and I'm not by far the smartest person, but I can see strategy pretty well. So I'll be able to gauge what you guys should do, what position that monster should be in, what synergy he has with other monsters. I can calculate it out. So
he does what I fail to do, is he actually looks at the skills and thinks a lot about them and how they work. And
that's the only reason I'm getting this guy can read.
I need to learn how to read.
That's the
secret. Learn how to read. You could be good at this game.
Absolutely. So we pretty much gotten down everything that we wanted to talk about. We got rep monsters. I mean, for me, my rep monster usually, I just put something interesting, something I'm working on. Recently, I've been working on Light Kung Fu Girl, so I put up as a rep Let me know what you think of her. Try to use her. I think she's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that is it. We covered everything in the notes.
What I wanted to also discuss is the little nuances in the game. But maybe that requires its own list. There's a lot in this game that's hidden. We already discussed this before, but we didn't publish that part. We'll get to the Elias Invitation event in a second.
Okay.
But before that, on Alan's screen, I want to show you guys, there's a few things that you can do. One of them is, if you go to your arena, you can click the little bottom area to bring up this little cute menu.
Right.
That's what most people don't know how to bring up. They see this, and then it goes away, and then they're like, oh, how do I check this back? So that's one way. There's another thing that you can check. You know, obviously everybody should know by now how to set rep monsters. But you can also lock the monsters from this menu, and you can unsummon them. Don't worry, don't click that.
Oh,
that's pointless.
God.
Completely, utterly pointless. You can also, instead of going to particular
if
monsters,
you're curious and you want to test that out, do it on a 1-star garbage monster.
It won't sacrifice them right away. I wanted to show also. If you wanted to quickly check other monsters on the top right here, you can just click their respective buttons. You don't have to have the monsters themselves.
That's actually good, because I never thought of doing that.
Yeah, and most people don't.
I usually just bring up the Pokédex and look
something at... Something else that they've brought up recently is you can check other people's monster by clicking their name.
Oh, see if they're full of shit.
You can check, not just full of shit, but if their suggestion matches what they're actually doing.
Oh.
Yeah, so like, very nice, blah, 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 oh, let's see a monster. And bam, you can see what runes they're using.
This is some new technology I was not aware of.
Mm-hmm. And you can check other people's builds, and that gives you more idea.
I love that.
Yeah, it's awesome. And that's pretty much it. I mean, there's other little knickknacks here and there, that, you know, little hidden gems throughout the game.
Yeah.
But I'll compile a list for that, and I'll post it on the website, and I'll go over it next time around.
That's really cool.
So, to the Elias event that we have going on right now. Got a little tip from our ex-guildies. Basically, one of the best things to do for this event, and this kid already has his almost maxed out.
Nice.
Yeah. In two days, using minimal energy, he's already at 4,000 something monsters.
What?
And the way that he did it was very simple. He used Fame on normal.
Fame on normal.
Three energy. That's it. That's the secret. Three energy. You get back about three energy, and you can do this forever.
Yeah,
so
yeah, you mentioned that before.
If any of you have a day during this event, if you want to complete it completely, make sure you have an XP booster. Make sure you have enough crystals for one or two.
Definitely want an XP booster. Make that time worth it.
Get crystals enough for one or two. Maybe, you don't have to have crystals, but maybe save your energy, I guess. By the way, this team is destroying B2. So this team is better than my previous team, and it got completely wiped out in B2. Mm. So this HOH is pretty damn hard.
Yeah, usually what I do in occasions like that, not to divert too much, if I see I have a team that's good and like maybe dungeon level 6, 5, but the one above it can't do it, then I look and see if the runes are powered up all the way.
Oh yeah, my monsters aren't. My Dark Ifrit has like 2 4-star runes. But because this is what I'm going
to
tell you,
so
also, guys,
I spend more time trying to make them stronger if they're not at their limit yet. Go ahead.
There's another thing I wanted to say. The reason I do use 4-star rune sometimes, but especially for defense rune, which is number 3, and HP rune, which is number 5, I specifically use... I use lower runes if the substats are better than a 5-star or 6-star rune with shitty substats. I'd rather have perfect substats that are good than have that maximum bonus of extra 20 defense, which doesn't do much.
Right.
Versus like having 8 crit and 10 crit damage is much better for me as a substat.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I have shitty runes on that. But I'm going to do one more test before the Elias event. Like I said, what my friends were doing is just go to Faemon, go to normal, and it costs you 3 energy. It takes you 5 seconds to do.
Mm-hmm.
Very quick.
Yeah.
And it usually refunds from 1 to 3 energy. So you can do this indefinitely, like forever.
So I would imagine dimensional crystals, as far as, you know, attacking a lot of them, you can't do it forever, but there's a lot of monsters in that, as far as this grinding event.
I don't know. For some reason, when I did the dimensional crystals, I don't know if those monsters counted. I think they do.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to look at that.
I forgot also. I don't know if they get counted because I did it and I didn't notice much of an increase in my monster kills.
If you didn't notice much of an increase, it probably counts zero.
Let me just go over real quick. So basically, guys, do Fame on Normal. Mm-hmm. Get enough energy like I have here. Pop your experience booster. Pop the energy. Or use crystals to get the energy and go nuts. Just do that all day and you'll get your 5,000 monsters in no time at all. And very, very minimal used resources. So that's our tip. Fame on Normal.
Go, it does go count. Nuts. I'm looking at it. It does count.
Oh. Then I guess it wasn't a lot of monsters in there.
Yeah, I guess not.
So, yeah, it wasn't that crazy. I looked at the counter, it wasn't that bad. But I didn't notice an increase. Like, I noticed an increase when I farmed Paimon, but then again, I farmed like crazy. So let me see if how far I am along. And I'm going to try after this. I'm going to check my TOA team and see what's going on. I'm at 1266.
Nice.
Yeah, it's not too bad, but I'll get it done. I'm not doing normal. I'm giving this tip for lower level people, but I'm not doing normal. I'm going to use my hard mode and just get as much experience as I can because I just got my new monsters leveled up and I want to test them out. This is what I was talking about, guys. I'm going to be testing this guy out.
And I'm going to be testing Minotauros. Yeah, looks like a dark one. Guy out. Is that correct?
That's a dark Minotauros. I got him in a LOD scroll from before, from one of the monthly gifts.
Okay.
The reason I'm interested in him is because he has increased attack power by 100%, and he doesn't receive any beneficial effects.
Hmm.
Now, you might ask me, why is this better than Fire Phantom Thief? Yes.
Why is this better than Fire Phantom Thief?
Not literally, you have to ask me. It's rhetorical. But one thing with him is he's constantly has 100%, unlike Fire Phantom Thief, who drops in damage after his health drops.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can keep him topped up. That's fine. But this guy benefits from being hit. His attack power goes up.
Does he aggro?
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. He provokes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So the interesting thing with him that I like is when he kills a monster, his max he heals by the max HP of that monster. 25% of it. And the other thing that I like about him is that I want to set him up with Violent Revenge, All Out Critical, and Critical Damage. And because he can't do glancing hits unless he has a debuff, because he's a dark monster. Dark monsters don't have disadvantage against any of the elements.
Right.
So he's going to do full heavy hit crits. I just want to see how far I can take this guy. So far I've...
When are your experiments again?
Well, we'll see how he goes. I like him though.
No, I like them. I like them.
I always experiment. I experimented with Light Viking. I didn't like him that much. I liked him in the beginning. I didn't like him that much. I've experimented with...
Wind Fairy. Before she blew up. I wonder if your word of mouth got to the rest of the community. I'm not sure.
I think it was like basically the human civilization, like different civilization evolved around the same time. I think the idea came around the same time, and I got it around the same time as everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. But I did use her, like, very, very early.
It's like, probably another good topic, like, monsters that are easily available that you can, you know, summon commonly,
yeah,
and people just overlook because they're not like natural.
I've been playing this game pretty much almost from when it started. It started in April of 2014,
yeah.
And I started in I think May or June 2014. Mm-hmm. I started right after it started, so I've been playing it for a long time, and I've started noticing certain monsters exceeded, yeah. But I did miss a few. I never looked at Light in Nagami. I know, I just got my Light Nagami and Darien like maybe 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And it's been like a year and they've been good forever. So, yeah, so I'm testing, that's what I was testing, the Water Mummy and the Dark Minotaurus. And I'll tell you guys how it goes. So far, I like him. He's been hitting pretty damn hard. I've had his runes completed with all critical damage and critical percentage. And before, when he was 4-star, he was already hitting for 8,000 damage. Against Fame on Hard. That's right. Where I set the stat. Like, I see how much damage my most powerful monsters do.
Yeah.
And, like, for example, my Blue Turkey can hit for up to, like, 20,000 on the monster there.
Right.
So,
Turkey.
But my turkey is at 40. This guy's just now 5-star. So I can't imagine what he's going to hit for at 6-star. Imagine?
Yeah.
So we'll see. That's one of the things I'm testing. My light kung fu girl was the test before this, and I like her. You should test her out. Let me know how she goes.
Okay.
She's interesting. She's got an interesting... She attacks a lot. I got her, like, in a certain...
I'll test her out in 5-1-0.
Do it.
Just to see. The last bit of business, we're talking a lot of visual elements, like, you know, see this, see that. That's because we're actually recording on our phones as we're playing the game. So if you're not aware of our YouTube channel already, I'm going to put that in the show notes because I forgot the name of it. Do you remember what it's called?
This is SWSA Tactics.
Oh, okay.
I think that's what it is.
I was going to go pull it up.
I think that's all it is.
All right, I'll put that in the show notes too. Everything is going in the show notes.
Yeah.
But we have a YouTube channel. The audio is going to come out first, obviously.
Give us some time. We're still working on all the details. It's a little difficult. We have very busy lives and we're trying to see what we can do. I'm going to be posting a few things on the YouTube channel here and there. It's going to be little guides, little tutorials, little randomness. We're not taking
supplementary content.
And for all those really serious gamers out there, relax. It's just a game. We're going to just talk about how fun it is. Like, I play just for the fun of it. I might not win every arena match, but for me, it's fun to try different things to win the arena.
I've definitely been more proactive in my arena fighting because of you. Like, before, I would just auto... Or just look for weak ones.
I remember when we were eating at my house and then you're literally, I'm like, what are you doing? You're autoing an arena match. I'm like, what the hell is wrong with you? And you're like, oh, it's the same. And like, no. You have to use strategy. You just auto it. That's one place I don't auto. I auto everywhere else but that.
Yeah. And that's it. Go away.
Do the introduction.
We don't do introduction on this show. We had a chance and you ruined it.
Oh, damn it. All right, well, then finish all this in mid-sentence.